This broadcast is a weekly discussion about getting back to the garden. We will host guests to talk about how humans can be more loving in our present culture and how we can be safe people to be around when talking about spiritual topics. We examine spiritual questions from the worldview of God and the views of those seeking to learn about God. This show is to guide us all back to the garden. I am the producer, Colin Reynolds, and now here's your host, Barbara Moore.
We are amazingly happy to be with you today on You Gotta Get Back to the Garden, and we truly hope that you enjoyed hearing from Fran Goodrich last week. She is the regional catalyst for QPlace.com, and this is a ministry to help people naturally flow in a lifestyle, to love neighbors, and then organically flow into spiritual conversations with people that keep going and don't shut down. And Fran filled us in on a lot of amazing stories of her life in the last 3 decades where she's dedicated herself to being a good neighbor. So I have a question for us today. What is scarce in today's culture? What are people thirsting for? What are people looking for? They're looking for ordinary conversations, but I don't know if the conversations we're talking about today are actually that ordinary. They're sort of extraordinary because they're going to flow from a lifestyle of loving neighbors, and then organically from loving your neighbor, you're going to be able to get into spiritual conversations with people that are actually enjoyable. And we're going to engage with culture. We're going to get some tools for our tool belt today, our heart tool belt, about what people thirst for. Good, real, heart-connected conversations. Let's pray. Lord, we are open to be equipped anew. We are open to heart surgery today. We are open to become the best neighbor on our block. We're open to be the best neighbor in our office or in our school. We are open today, Lord. And because the topic today, Lord, is how can we help thirsty people have conversations that would make them feel loved. We thank you, God, that you're going to help us today. And Lord, for the 10% of the people that follow you, Lord Jesus, that have a gift, a DNA, a capacity for evangelism, to have spiritual conversations that seem natural, for those of you that know you have that gift of evangelism and you've been sitting on it, you have not been greasing that wheel, that gift that God gave you, awaken today. Arise. Wake up, sleepers. Come to attention. Make yourself ready. Get prepared again. And for those of us, Lord, that are more shy and having spiritual conversations seems like, wow, how could that happen? Thank you that you're going to help us today. We pray in the name of Jesus. So again, today our show is about what is scarce in today's culture. People are looking for simple conversations. And you know, if we admit it, we know that sometimes we're not the best conversationalist Christian. We talk way too much. We listen very little. And we often give unsolicited opinions. We can sometimes have short attention spans. And, you know, we can formulate our response while we're still speaking. And we're really not that curious about other people. We need help because sometimes we talk about ourselves too much. We all walk a pace of life where we need for our tool belt, for our heart, a new way of life, which can be so emotionally charged based on our past experiences. You know, we have to be honest with ourselves. Even if we're good at small talk, most of us are not that good at God talk with our family and friends, classmates, but we all need to improve in our conversational ability. We need to engage the spiritually curious and to begin a journey of discovery with them about God and the Bible. This ministry, this radio show, and QPlace.com is about that. And it's about making spiritual conversations a normal part of our life. But it has to begin somewhere. We need to learn how to really enjoy it you need to know how to enter into that pathway to spiritual conversations. And what Fran Goodrich talked about last week, if you listened in, we're going to go over some of that. How satisfied are you with your art of having loving neighbors and having spiritual conversations? Noticing is the first gift that we all need to practice. Do we notice those around us? Do we pay close attention to what God might be doing in their lives? Give yourself a 1 to 5. Not satisfied, 1. Totally satisfied, 5. Maybe you are a good noticer. Praying. Am I praying, actually, for those in my day-to-day life and asking God to show me what he wants me to do to bless these people? The third one, listening. Am I listening to people with genuine care, with interest, with empathy? Am I a good listener? 1, I'm not satisfied. 5, I'm totally satisfied. Asking questions. Do we ask questions that arise from curiosity to draw others out? Do we ask great questions? Do we really seek through asking questions to understand more about people so they feel understood? How about loving? You know, we can withhold love. And withholding love is, we do it. But we can ask for our heart to be tenderized so that we're more authentic in the ways that we love people. Give yourself a 1 to 5. How loving really am I to other people? Then comes welcoming. Do people feel valued by our presence? Am I practicing being more welcoming to people? 1 to 5. Facilitating good discussions in group settings. So facilitating means there's no experts, so that if we get in a group of people, does every person in my group feel honored and respected, even when they believe different? How good are you or am I in facilitating? The ninth art of spiritual conversation is serving together. So in serving, I want to ask us to have a new paradigm, which is not that we just serve together with people that walk with Jesus, but that we look at gathering people around us, our neighbors, to serve together and to know God and each other better through service. How well are you doing at that? And the last one in the 9 arts of spiritual conversations is actually sharing. First, sharing your own story. This is Barbara Moore with Gotta Get Back to the Garden, and our website is harvestmountainministries.org. Our Facebook page is Gotta Get Back to the Garden. Do you have your spiritual story, your God story between you and God? Do you have it written down? Do you have that story in your heart so that should the occasion arise, you could share that story? Are you practicing learning other people's stories, giving your time to other people's stories around you? And are you expressing God's story of forgiveness through Jesus in a way that is respectful? Again, 1, I'm not satisfied with where I am on the sharing part. Or 5, I'm really satisfied. We want to encourage you to maybe find a group that you could go to learn the 9 spiritual arts, and you can assess with your group, and it's fun. You can practice it and talk about it and kind of see like where you are. And I want to offer you a training opportunity to practice the arts of spiritual conversations on Friday night, November 6th, and then on Saturday, November 7th, from 9 to 3, at Grace Covenant Church in Lakewood. And I will be teaching that along with another leader, and we're going to be going through with fun, small groups how to learn these 9 arts of spiritual conversation. God's tugging on your heart right now. Jump in. Just jump in. This is like something that will make your life more full and more vibrant. I want to tell you a story. I've been learning the arts of spiritual conversations and how to do secret groups for 4 years. It does bring fruit in your life. Tuesday night, I had invited a woman that I know for about 15 years to come to an event about a food bank. And it was about healthy food at a food bank, how to have a healthy food bank, and how to start a garden and a greenhouse. And she was interested and accepted my invitation. And then I then found out that she actually invited somebody else to come, so she must have thought it was going to be good because you don't invite your friends to come to something. That wouldn't be good. So I've been practicing, praying for her and listening to her and noticing her. And so she came up the driveway and said, you know, this is my friend. And, you know, she's looking for a new home. And she said, you know, I think I'm going to put an offer on a home in Belmar, Barbara. Well, I just got this biggest smile on my face because she knows me, and I've told her before, you know, I'm kind of crazy. I pray about everything. And I said, you know, that's so funny. I said, because I was actually praying that you would move to Belmar. And she just laughed. So because she laughed, I knew that it was okay that I told her that I prayed for her because I know her for 15 years and I didn't, you know, just meet her. So she trusts me, and I was able to share that. So then she came into the group, and she didn't know the meeting was going to be at my church. And I was really praying that she would feel welcome at the church, she would be noticed by other people, she would feel included, and just enjoy the whole process, and her friend would enjoy it as well. So I was practicing listening to her and noticing her, and she was really getting a big kick out of these prizes they were giving. And I thought, wow, it would be so cool if she got one of the prizes. Well, sure enough, it was an hour and a half time we spent together. And the very last drawing, my friend, they called her name, and she won the prize, and it was a prize that she wanted. It was a dark chocolate, organic chocolate bar, and she was so happy with it. So, see, this whole art of spiritual conversations and being a good neighbor, some of the things are very simple. Like we said, what's scarce in today's culture? People are thirsting for simple, joyful events with other people. And I want to encourage you to really think about whether you want to get involved in practicing either one-on-one or with other people the art of spiritual conversation. So on noticing, for example, in the coming week, I just wanted to ask you to perhaps journal or write down your intentionality about noticing people. Like in the morning before you go to work or go about your day, just to say to yourself, okay, God, I want to notice what you're noticing today. And it's a great, you have to practice this new lifestyle of spiritual conversation and loving your neighbor life. So set out some goals for yourself and journal what happens. And believe that if you ask God if you're going to notice people today, that you will begin to notice people more. I walk around the college campus, and it's absolutely amazing because I'm intentional about noticing how much I notice. I notice people that look happy. I notice people that look worried. But, you know, it kind of gives you more of a 180-degree view when you're walking around in life trying to notice people. And then again, one thing, you know, one thing flows from another. So in the arts, these activities must be incorporated into your heart at a deep level. So just like learning, you know, a musical instrument, you can get good at spiritual conversations with people who believe different than you, but it takes practice. Again, this is a lifestyle. It's really not a program. And Qplace has identified these 9 practices, and how you get ready is the first 3. So you say, so I'm going to get ready to practice the arts. So which are the ones to get ready? I'm going to practice noticing people. I'm going to practice praying for people. I'm going to practice listening to people. So those are the first 3. The next 3 are how do you get started with spiritual conversations. So now, in other words, you take your car, you're in your car, and you haven't really, you're in park, but now you're going to put it in reverse or in drive, and so you're going to learn to practice asking questions and loving people and welcoming people. And the third art for keeping it going is to have a facilitated group, one-on-one conversations where there's no experts, and I'm going to explain some more to you about that in a minute. You're going to practice serving together. How can you be out in the community, loving people, loving neighbors, together? And through the serving, people will feel loved. And then the final part is to share. How can you get your heart prepared and your lifestyle engaged so that you could tell or express the story of God's forgiveness through Jesus in a way that would be you? I mean, you get to be you when you're doing this. You don't have to be someone else. You get to be you and tell your story and know the other people's story that you're speaking with. And then what happens is it's just so natural, it's so organic, that it flows in a respectful, in a meaningful way. So I hope what we're talking about so far today is, what is the culture longing for when you got to get back to the garden? What are they thirsting for? They're thirsting for ordinary conversations that flow from a lifestyle of a loving person, a loving neighbor. And then from that place, organically what flows and what happens is spiritual conversations. And you get to be you. You don't have to be somebody else. You get to tell your story eventually. But the process is, and you don't rush the process, you don't, you know, speed date people. The process is that you agree to practice these spiritual arts, take on this lifestyle, and what will flow from that is fruit. You will have more neighbors that you know. You'll know about their life. You'll be praying for them, listening to them, asking questions. And again, the spiritual conversations will just come from that attitude of your heart and those practices that you have in a very organic and real and fun lifestyle. I just want to shift for a minute to what would it look like if you and another two friends that you know, people that you know that follow God, wanted to actually have a group? And what you call these groups is secret groups. It's people that, you know, you just invite somebody and say, hey, would you come to this thing for an hour? And you know the person. I mean, you know the person you invite. You've been spending time with them, and you know them, and go, hey, would you like to come to this thing for an hour where it's going to be like a spiritual conversation, you know, like God talk. I've been talking to you about that a little bit. So if you wanted to tell them what it would be like if they were going to come to something like this, you'd say, look, the purpose of a Q place is to discuss questions about God. And it facilitates healthy small group conversations. There's no experts in our group, and it's for new discoveries. And anybody that thinks they're an expert really is not invited, but you have to tell people that, you know, you're not going to be teaching somebody. It's just a place to listen, you know, to be heard, to ask questions, so that everyone can discover answers for themselves. Because it's been proven that people that self-discover truths, spiritual truths, they really engage with the truth. They're, you know, seeking truth in a safe place to self-discover truth. That's the place where people learn truth. And then the format of a Q Place group is informal. It's not a lecture. And then you also get to tell people that there's resources that they can look at, like a book that we use is called Tough Questions. And it has 42 questions about God and the Bible. And one of the questions that you could take a look at is, how does anyone know God exists? And it's broken out into different discussions that you could have with people in this environment. Is anybody out there? How can anyone be sure if God exists? Then, of course, you could do a one-time get-together where you could say, how could God allow suffering and evil? And then you get together in these groups, and it's a safe place for people to have this kind of conversation, and you get to love them and listen to them. And then you take turns each week when you get together, and different people ask the questions, and that kind of brings you know, engagement and community and respect for each other. So people are all participating and they feel honored. The gatherings are, of course, confidential and courteous. And, you know, if you don't agree with people, the wonderful thing that I've learned from the Q Place and the secret groups is that I can love the person. I don't need to just butt in. I don't need to judge people and have side conversations in the group. We can just, you know, love each other in these Q Place groups. And then you don't have to attempt to resolve all the differences, or even if a conflict comes up. Say someone says, well, I don't believe that. I believe in reincarnation. Well, that's fine. You can then ask them a question. That's so interesting that you believe in reincarnation. Can you tell me some more about it? I can see that really means something to you. So you keep the conversation moving. And when there's an impasse, you just say, well, that's fine. Let's just move on to the next topic and we'll just see if we can discover some truths about whatever was next on the agenda. It's always respectful if you have a group to begin and to end on time. And then just make sure that you go back over the guidelines if you invite some more people and you get, you know, new people that come into the conversation. I wanted to finish up today with what is scarce in today's culture and what are people thirsting for with what, you know, God asked us a number of different times in his guidebook to love our neighbor as ourself. So if you're saying to yourself, wow, this is, you know, interesting to get involved in, you know, having spiritual conversations with people, but, you know, I don't really have time to make relationships with my neighbors. I just want to really encourage you that since we know God is perfect and he has nothing in him that is not right, if he was to have asked us to actually love neighbors, then I guess we should maybe just pause and take some time this week to say honestly to God, I know that I'm supposed to love my neighbors as myself. And I'm not having relationships with people that are my neighbors. I feel overwhelmed. But God, you asked me to have relationships with my neighbors. So could you help me today? Could you help me to find time in my week and in my life and tell me, Lord, who are these people that you want me to have as a friend, as a friend. Who do you want me to make friends with so that I can love my neighbor as myself? So I encourage us today to, you know, be honest and to take that nudge of engaging with people that really desperately need you. Last week we mentioned that, you know, Fran Goodrich lived in her neighborhood for 20 years in California, and it took her a long time to get started with making friends. But when she moved out here, she has a picture book now with 30 pages in it of memories of times that she shared with Christmas parties and barbecues and, you know, children being born. And, you know, she was engaged in her neighbor's lives. And, you know, she has children herself, but she just chose to have margin in her life for people, for her neighbors. And I want to encourage us today to perhaps consider having margin in our life, making space in our Google Calendar so that we can love neighbors and we can make a difference. We can be nice to neighbors, and eventually once we get to know them, we can perhaps even invite them to one of these spiritual conversation groups. And we know that God says that there's rewards in heaven. When we meet God face to face at one point, he will discuss our rewards. And we know that he talks about the fact that if we are one of the people that sows seeds for people coming to faith in Christ, that we will get a jewel in our crown. Something to ponder.
Hey, Barbara, I think it's about time we get back to the garden. You think you can pray us out?
I think I can.
All right.
Lord, we thank you for this time today to use us to be a cup of water for people, to engage our hearts in conversations with people that seem different. They don't seem just ordinary. They seem extraordinary because the people that we engage with feel like they are the most important in the person in the world when we talk to them. That we're so focused on loving them and listening to them and hearing their questions and hearing their heart that a person would say about us, I love Barbara because when she talks to me, I feel like she's really listening to me. And when I talk to her, she's listening to me. God, we want to be the best lovers of our neighbors on our block. Inspire us, Lord, to go in your name as lovers of the Most High God, engaging more and more each day, each week, this year and next year, in loving people, in serving them, welcoming them and noticing them. Because, Lord, we've got to get back to the garden. We've got to get back to where it's not only good, but it's very good. And we know it's a happy day, Lord, when you have new children. We know that there's applause in heaven, God, when somebody new comes to you. And I thank you this week on the campus, Lord, that I prayed with somebody in the morning, and I saw them 2 hours later, and they said the woman that had been considering Jesus for 2 years had accepted God the hour before. So we thank you for encouraging us and loving us and listening to us, God. We thank you for time to sit at your feet and soak in your presence because you are amazing, God. We pray in the name of Jesus. We thank you so much. Well, we hope that you tune in next week to Got to Get Back to the Garden. Love you. Take care. Bye.
Never take